With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge ordering daily meetings with Border Patrol official Greg Bovino on the Chicago immigration crackdown.
Bovino was also ordered to produce all use of force reports from agents involved in Operation Midway Blitz since September 2nd. The ruling by Judge Sarah Ellis came after another hearing in a lawsuit by news outlets and protesters who say agents have used excessive force, including tear gas, during demonstrations against immigration sweeps. Judge Ellis expressed concern over video and other images from confrontations between agents and protesters throughout Operation Midway Blitz, which has produced more than 1,800 arrests. Ellis had previously ordered agents to wear badges and body cameras, and she's banned them from using certain riot control techniques against peaceful protesters and journalists.
That is correspondent Stella Coletti reporting. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the United States has carried out even more strikes against drug-running boats, killing at least 14. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. Two boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the four boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Hurricane Melissa making landfall in Jamaica, the strongest storm to ever hit that Caribbean island in the 174 years since records began. Meanwhile, winds up to 185 miles per hour. There are reports of some fatalities. This is SRN News. A new poll of some small-town pastors.
Lifeway Research has been talking to Protestant pastors in America's rural spaces and asking them how they measure success in their congregations. As you might expect, big numbers in the pews are way down the list. The top sign of success for most small-town pastors is a congregation that shows its love. The healing of broken relationships is also very important, as is consistent church attendance by members, no matter how few they may be. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers have been adding more medical services and could be poised to do even more so. Now, the expansion ranges from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections to providing primary medical care. It's been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The push could get more momentum with Planned Parenthood closing more clinics. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has launched Grokopedia. That's a crowdsourced online encyclopedia the billionaire hopes to position as a rival to Wikipedia.
Musk announced on social media that, quote, Grokopedia.com version 0.1 is now live. He was also quick to promise further improvements. The site aims to present what it calls the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Grokopedia currently has a minimalist layout with a search bar and claims to have more than 885,000 articles. Some reports suggest Grokopedia uses AI to generate content. If so, that differs from Wikipedia, which relies on volunteers. Bob Agner reporting.
Trump administration moving to overrule state laws protecting consumers' credit reports from medical debt. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has drafted a rule related to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. More details at srnnews.com.